exactly what he does. Select music from various sources to give you a unique listening experience.
Mrs. William, where is William? Where has William go? You know you shouldn't come into a place like this alone. Now, if you'd like to sit here at my table, I'll abide. But it usually isn't my thing to do another's bride. I'll sell my heart, I'll sell my brain. I'll sell my love and all my fame. My mother maybe and my brother too. To raise the stake to pay for you. To get you from his side. And then I walk.
Behind the mind.
Guys, we really stumbled onto something
behind
here.
The mind.
A lot of times I just form opinions based on what happens and what I think. And it sometimes stays true, but a lot of times it doesn't.
If you guys ever find a comedian's notebook, you pick it up and you laugh.
I do think it'd be a very interesting show. So I mean, talk good. About behind the mind.
Right.
Ooh, that's a lot of mind to get behind.
There's a couple of them.
Is it on the bottom of your tongue? Oh, your tongue split.
Whoa. To the program.
And we're back. We're here now.
That's crazy.
If you're not down at Mutiny Radio, you are not at the place to be right now.
Someone get in touch with Bjork. Mm-hmm. And tell her to call 415-550. What is it? 550. Shit. 550-0511.
1-1.
See how nice I am?
That's
how
good. You're so good.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you're tuned in to Behind the Mind. This is your host. I'm David, chilling here with my co-host, Tim.
Hey, welcome back. Great to be back.
Enjoy your day.
Yes.
Enjoy your life. This is going to be a good one. I can feel it. I can feel it.
Feel it, baby.
Get started in a minute. Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Behind the Mind, currently inserted inside of your audible receptors, a.k.a. your ears.
Yeah.
And all the
coming
goods.
Back at you.
Tim.
Straight to your eardrums every week.
Oh, that's right.
On your favorite station, Mutiny Radio.
Jaboom.
.fm.
Yeah. How you doing, dude?
I'm good, man. You know, it's been a wavy week.
Sure.
Been some nice weather. It's been a busy one.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling pretty optimistic. There's a lot of feel like there's a doorway, you know, somewhere behind me, kind of inching me forward, and it's scary behind me, but I think gotta keep pushing forward. It's
keeping our focus.
Yeah, dude, looking up
that way.
Eyes on the horizon, man.
Mm-hmm.
Bring me that horizon.
Keep your eyes on the prize.
Yeah, I heard that song.
Yeah,
it's good.
The Bee Gees. Well, that's good news, man. You had a sunburn last week. How's it doing?
I did. Much better. It's a little. It's golden now. I'm a golden brown. You're probably still darker than I am, but yeah.
Well, that's not
feeling
a judge.
Good. And what about yourself, my friend?
Well, I'm darker because it's half Puerto Rican.
Yeah, and then you're walking like 18 miles a day.
Yeah, I just walk all the time.
Yeah, that's
still
all
doing
you
it.
Do. It's impressive.
I love it.
Me too. I walked, Hayes Valley and back today.
Okay.
You know, I had an interview yesterday.
Okay.
Way up in the North Beach area. Beautiful day. Had a chance to walk home from there. And, you know, it's... I don't think twice about it. It's just like, yeah, that's what I'd rather do.
Yeah.
I got a chance to walk through this amazing city and I, you know, it's I'm not forced to, but like I have that opportunity on a regular basis. If I even had that last night, we went out to get some lettuce and some celery, and you know, you get
special diet.
It keeps me slim. I'm just walking home, and it's just, oh man, how much as a kid did I dream that I could walk 2 blocks and be able to pick up some groceries and pass by, like, and there's just a neighborhood so full of life.
Yeah,
you know, it's we live in a great place, and I feel very positive about that.
That's great, man.
Yeah.
Truthfully, if my favorite mode of transportation would be a pair of delicious quad roller skates.
Okay, cool.
I would love to go around unselfconsciously on roller skates.
You could pull it off.
I think I could.
Yeah, because you have the confidence and the look in your eye that, no, because you wouldn't do that. You'd ride.
That'd be dancing.
But the way you'd be doing it, yeah, you'd probably dance, or you'd just you'd have like the posture and the way of carrying yourself as if it was just you on a walk down the street. You'd be like, oh, I just happen to have wheels on the bottom of my feet.
I just happen to glide effortlessly.
Have you considered getting those moon shoes? Remember like the old Nickelodeon moon shoes, which are like individual trampolines for each foot?
I felt like that'd be kind of slow though.
Yeah, probably.
You know what I would want though? Are those crazy little hook ones. You know, like acrobats.
Oh, obviously.
Like the P. Diddy video stuff. Yeah.
They had the Sunday Streets on Valencia this past Sunday.
Yeah.
And I saw like the 12-year-old girl just, you know, prancing around.
Oh, you just
so
get some speed
jealous.
Up. You fall, you're jacking yourself up, but...
But you're like an antelope on the path.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh my God. Antelope. Why not? Doug, can you roller skate?
I mean, yes, I have the ability to roller skate.
Yeah.
Do I want to on any kind of regular basis? Absolutely not.
No, you're missing out in life.
If we drop some on your feet, we...
I mean, if you do it, I will do it, and I will probably impress you.
Yeah, that's the thing. I feel like you still would impress us, but it would be one of those reluctant things. It's like, yeah, I'm really good at this, but I don't even want to do it. And it's just like, and it makes you even more mad because you're like...
But I think if you offered me Nickelodeon moon shoes with Gak in one hand, Floam in the other, I would be on that so hard.
Yeah, Floam is fun.
Man, yeah, you just hit my childhood.
Floam was just Gak with like some styrofoam.
With like Rice Krispies,
It was like, hey, we have a whole bunch of surplus of trash that will never biodegrade. Cool, let's throw it in this gelatinous form.
Man, give it the kids.
That sticks really well in rugs. And give it to children.
A nightmare for parents.
Perfect.
Nightmare for parents.
Yeah, my parents really must have loved my style. Because it was like before that, it was Ninja Turtles. And it was like, I hit my dad for Christmas one year, spent forever building the sewer hideout. I had the sewer hideout.
What?
Yeah, God. Not kidding.
Artists.
And it came with like little tubs that were mutagen.
Everything came with the ooze.
What?
Yeah, sure. Dude. It smelled particularly good.
What was your favorite Ninja Turtle?
Raphael? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
There was no question.
I mean, Michelangelo for me.
I know. I was
party
never a party
dude.
I was cool but rude. That was fine with me.
That's fine.
Yeah. What about yourself?
I like Shredder.
Wow. Ow. So badass. Oh, I never would have expected that from you. I kind of might would have been either like
maybe.
Splinter or maybe Donatello.
Yeah.
Just because you're like a.
It got dark really quick.
Yeah,
sorry.
Badass. Just, or he could be like a fan of Krang. I could see that.
No, I don't know. I mean, I didn't really watch too much Ninja Turtles.
It was on at 5:30.
Yeah, I watched we did a lot of Power Rangers.
Oh, see, that was after my time.
Wait, there's definitely an age gap here.
There's a little bit.
I think so.
Yeah, I'm 31.
I'm 33.
Okay.
I'm 29. I'm not too far behind.
But that 2 years makes
it made a big difference.
I knew what Floam was.
But the Power Rangers was just a little bit.
Like, you're in a different... Yeah, I mean, you just... Ooh, just changing of the guard right there.
Oh, it happens. Ladies and gentlemen.
I like that.
Whatever. All right?
Whatever.
Puppies and cats. No, we're not going there. Go ahead.
You went with puppies and cats, but not kids.
I know. I'm trying to...
You saw how lean it that was?
Lean it on the right
side. You're trying to put it in there. Anyway, dearest listeners, thank you for tuning in. We have a brand new guest, someone that has never been on this program before.
Yeah.
Excited to have him. He's a super affable human being, and it is an honor to have him in the studio. And people, they want to know who he is.
Yeah, they do.
Should we tell them?
Without a question.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, We gather together here today to welcome a man. A man that goes by the name of Blood and Dust. Soul coming from Oakland, but Oklahoma grown, you know. Son of a farmer, a charmer, but there's really no need to rush. Gritty melodies, you're telling me that we better get ready to welcome Blood and Dust. Duck teaming, he's a reason you're receiving the show today. So we're gonna say that we're pleased to make your acquaintance, and ain't this the greatest way to explore the face?
Getting my own theme song. That was amazing.
Oh. That was so good. Oh, that was, what was the line that from Oakland, but Oklahoma grown.
Mm-hmm.
His father's a farmer, and then you went quick for a sec. What was that? Ooh. What was the line?
What was it? Oh, it's right here.
It was so good.
Today.
Did you record that today?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Son of a farmer, a charmer, but there's really no need to rush. With gritty melodies, you're telling me that we better get ready to welcome Blood and Dust.
Ah, so good.
Woo! God.
Blood and Dust. Oh, so good. Yeah. Put them together.
Oh man.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, man. Thanks for jumping on.
I just, should I leave now? Is it over? Is that it? I feel like I should go.
No, we gotta have the people listen to your music.
Oh, man. It was amazing.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm getting texts on how amazing that was.
Yes, perfect. Oh, perfect. My God. I got one too, actually. Yeah.
They're like, why isn't your music that good?
It's only going downhill from here, isn't it?
Ladies and gentlemen of the listening audience, at 2:30, our phone lines will open. 415-550-0511.
You're so good.
If you want to call, so good. If you want to call in and share some stories about our DT friend over here.
Yeah.
So we can call you Doug, right?
Yeah. I mean, you can call me whatever you want, but
middle name is Michael.
Alan.
Alan. Yeah. You're born in September?
December.
December 7th.
2020.
Okay, that's
close. Do you want my social next? Yeah, I can
four,
get that
four,
out.
416.
Mother's maiden name. I love how sure you were of each guest. So like, anyway. Yeah, of course.
And you're left-handed.
Right-handed.
Okay.
Seventh. Yeah, of course.
Of course, yeah.
28th.
The opposite of everything you're saying is the right answer.
You prefer Jiffy?
Did you say 28th? Say 28th?
28th, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I have a friend whose birthday is somewhere around.
My father's is on the 29th.
Nah, that's got to be it. That's what it is.
Do you know my dad?
Yeah.
Ruben?
Yeah, we're close.
Really? How is he?
Well, he misses you.
Does he? Yeah. Maybe he'll call me sometime?
Oh, probably not. No, since he never makes the first move.
Oh, that's what it is. That's how my mother
that's
is.
That's how you got
bless
it.
Her heart.
David,
bless her
isn't
heart.
It? That's where you got your game from.
My, yeah.
Never making that first move.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's game. More like
it's
abandonment.
Game. Come on,
okay.
Let's be honest.
Hey. Oh. Hitting all the hard.
Just kidding. I love my father.
Yeah, we're hitting the hard notes today.
Yeah,
we're
shredder,
getting in deep.
It's the saying a lot. Isn't
yeah,
it?
We're getting in deep, but we're keeping it in the most positive, like, tone of voice. Oh, God, I ruined that.
There
go
it
ahead.
Is. He did
moving
it.
On.
He did it.
And this has been Mutiny Radio's Behind the Mind.
So, Dr. Doug, you're a human being walking this delicious planet.
Yes.
You play the musics?
I play the musics. All the musics.
Are you in love with life?
Yeah, definitely. I'm if I'm not there 100%, I'm getting there.
Okay.
I'm much more in love with life today than I was yesterday or the day before.
Beautiful, beautiful wow. answer. That's a great
I'm
answer.
I'm going in the right direction.
That's good, man.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's a good thing you got going on here, David. People here give insightful answers to questions, even if they're like, silly questions. Yeah. So, sorry, go on. We should break down your song because I feel like I got a lot of information about him.
There's a lot.
Through your song.
Right.
So you have a father.
Okay, hold on.
That exists. Sorry, my bad.
What we'll do is we'll feed... Do you have a father?
Yes, I do have a father.
Do you talk to him?
Not a lot, actually. I talked to him a couple months ago, but we don't talk very often. He's not a talker. Yeah.
He's mute?
He's mute. Now we're getting to the core of the issue.
Hope he calls me in.
It's very awkward when we talk.
Because it's just me.
Because it's a one-way conversation.
He taps on the phone.
Yeah.
He's there.
Dad, that's you. Tap twice.
It's like, why was there three taps, Dad?
Is that Mom?
It's Mom.
And then you're... He's laughing.
He's oh, like, no.
Just like, kidding. You still got it, Dad.
Yeah.
But then they can get those keyboards that they talk for you.
You can, totally.
I was trying to think if they have a way for people to speak that are mute.
He does live in Oklahoma, so we got to keep it kind of low tech.
Okay.
Yeah.
I lived in Oklahoma.
Did you?
Miami.
I'm sorry. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're sorry.
For those of you listening, Miami is spelled Miami, but pronounced Miami.
Why? Indians.
Miami.
We don't, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's say Indians.
Sure. I would say that. Native Americans is probably the proper.
First Nation.
Proper.
I love that. Yeah. That's the greatest answer. It's like, I'm not going to beat that. Let's just go with it. Yeah. Thunder, are you a basketball fan?
No.
The Thunder's coming into the finals.
It's actually, I got to be honest, that like, it's one thing to live in the Bay Area and like hear about the teams here, which is amazing because I'm totally all the pride for all of our teams here in the Bay.
Yep.
But now it's just an annoying inclusion on my Facebook feed of people that I know from Oklahoma. They're like, the Thunder. I'm like, I don't
Isn't
care.
A real skinny guy on that team?
Yeah. Aren't they all tall? They shoot basketball. Isn't that a thing?
They're making points. Where in Oklahoma were you born there?
I was not born there, actually. I was born in Chicago. Oh. And my mom was from Oklahoma. My dad had like a midlife crisis and he's like, let's buy a farm. So
nice.
I did. I was about 9 years old when we moved there.
My dad bought a Kia during his midlife crisis. He
had like a late quarter midlife crisis, and then he bought a Cadillac. So it was like a farm and then a Cadillac and then a Harley. So he's just on a roll.
Good for him.
No pun intended. But yeah, so we moved to Oklahoma.
I like this guy. Pretty good.
So we moved to Oklahoma when I was 9. And I'm from Durant, which is just about 2 hours north of Dallas, Texas.
Hour north of Durant, which is very popular in the 80s.
I think that's Duran, but it's all right. We can put a hard T. It's fine.
It's French.
We're going for the cheap jokes today. Anybody laughing? I'm laughing.
Should I make like a Badoom Chick sound effect?
Yeah.
On this thing?
Or just a meow. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. You know, I have like 5 different suspense noises.
Hey, they're all great.
What's the first one?
I've never heard that. That's the first time that's been dropped.
Yeah, I got them all in here.
Yeah, that one.
That one happens a lot.
The first one definitely is like Jaws-esque. Like we're on a boat.
It's like film noir. Yeah, like there was something.
And there's this one.
Body in the closet. Like you open the closet door and
my favorite gum show.
Turns out that the murderer was me. There's no reason for all these.
We should do a theater. We should do like theater of the mind kind of a thing.
Totally. Theater.
Oh, after the break. We should do it after the break. We can come back with it.
It was a dark night.
Jiminy, no! Get off the bridge! It's not safe this evening.
But Jiminy had a death wish.
I'm going for it, Ma. I got something on the other side of this bridge.
Jiminy had a secret.
It's a puppy.
Jiminy could fly.
But still.
That was not good.
It was a first time.
You know, it's the first time we tried to play.
Yeah, I liked it.
We tried to play it out, okay?
Yeah, oh yeah. And I kind of feel like it took over. I didn't leave a spot for you in the story.
I mean,
Doug, I'm sorry.
I was just going to be like, yeah, you never take me alive, Shane.
Jimmy. I got to set that one up next time.
Jimmy had a secret. Okay. So nine years old, you went to
Oklahoma. Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
There is an Oakland, Oklahoma, not far from Durant.
Could they just steal cities' names?
They're
from
just like, really?
We can't do that.
They weren't using them.
Oakland, it's not going to hit.
Never kicked me out, see? Right. Named it Miami, see?
Well, if we're thinking about like the way that the expansion went, Oakland, Oklahoma was probably first.
That's probably true.
There's a lot of people out in Oakland who be. It's true. Shocking.
Jimmy, no.
That was the first time I did done that voice. I think that was the best part of it.
Yeah.
I think Jiminy. Set off the bridge. It's not safe. It's raining buckets out there.
Did you enjoy Oklahoma?
I thought we vetted all these questions before we got on here.
These producers giving us the nicks. That was not a question
I'm
we can ask.
I'm the producer today, folks. I always have this moment when, I think I enjoyed it growing up there because I didn't know anything else. And I remember I went to play at South by last year, but I was going to go visit people in Dallas first, and I remember flying into Dallas, and I was like, I had this moment of nostalgia, and I was just like, oh, it smells like rain. It's like Texas rain. I'm so excited. And then as soon as we hit the ground, I was just like, shit, I'm in Texas. I forgot.
I can imagine. I've done... As a kid, I took these cross-country road trips, and you pass through small towns, and there's a beauty to it, and there's a curiosity to me, and my friends and I were sitting in the van, we're wondering, I wonder what those person's life's like in that downtown yonder, down by the creek.
Down by the creek?
They make their lives on that creek. And I wonder what that life is like, and it seems novel and fun and unique for a moment, but then you're like, shit, that's it, though.
Yeah.
That's it. And the horizon is a million miles away, and it's
a 7-Eleven, a barbecue pit, and a, like, somebody with no teeth and a cigarette on the corner. That's kind of
the neighborhood I grew up in.
Yeah. Isn't that the neighborhood we all grew up in?
These colors don't run.
We didn't come from cities, but I think we belong here. How long you been in the Bay Area?
I've been in the Bay Area for eight years, not consecutively. 3 years, and then I spent a year in Colorado, and then I came back out. So I've been here for like total 8 years.
Denver, or what part of Colorado?
South of Denver. Okay. I don't want to say, because every time I say the place that I lived in Colorado, people are like, oh, man, I've been through there.
That's cool.
Denver is actually lovely, and so is Boulder.
What's the name of the place?
Yeah, I can't tell you.
Damn. It's going to have something to do with
it. 415-550-0511.
You call in and ask, I'll tell you.
Okay. Hey.
Ooh, incentives.
All of a sudden, the power is out of our hands.
This guy's shady. Ship
Jiminy,
one.
No.
I'm flying, Mom.
Can't stop me now. I'm defying gravity.
Duran.
Like that song from Wicked.
You should sing it.
Let's talk about sports.
That's
rebuilding car engines, old beer, and Wicked.
Hold on a second. I'm going to break some shit.
Egg my balls. He's breaking my balls.
What?
Hey, get it? Whoa. Metaphorically speaking.
2%.
We've gotten into it, haven't we?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
That's 10 seconds of scrot talk.
Yes.
Yeah. That adds more
of the
to it right
the
there.
Obligation.
So what brought you out here originally?
Originally, I went to grad school. I actually went to seminary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Up in Marin?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
On Seminary Drive?
Yeah.
That was a nice spot.
We both worked at the Boulange in Strawberry Village.
No way!
He started work. That was his first job.
I used to go to that La Boulange. I used to go there.
Yeah.
Holy bring shit. It all back around.
Bring it all back. La Boulange.
That's real.
That is real.
That's some real life. right there.
So let's get into it.
Seminary.
Oh yeah, seminary.
They've got some great music in the Catholic Church.
Thankfully, I'm not Catholic.
Oh, okay, excuse me. I don't know. What?
I mean,
Baptist.
Yeah, I was actually Baptist.
Okay.
Protestant, Baptist.
Cool. I was not a very religious person.
I'm not anymore.
Despite my references to youth groups. I did go to youth groups, and I was part of a Protestant church. Call in Wegman family. Let me know if I was baptized. I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't really know.
You don't know.
They're probably going to be, of course you were.
Of course you were.
You have godparents that you'd never visit or call.
I was baptized.
I don't think I have godparents.
You were baptized, Shane.
Yeah, listen here. Turns out the little boy was held underwater for too long. I remember one time my mom said, she baptized me till the bubbles stopped.
Oh, man.
Never mind. Go on. Sorry. Not worth it.
I think that baptism, correct me if I'm wrong.
I won't.
Try. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Don't worry.
Back in the day, baptism, they used to take you to the river and dip you in the water and hold you under the water until you died. And then they would resuscitate you, and then that's the rebirth portion. So that's what it symbolizes, is your death and your rebirth, because they held you under until you're like almost gonzo, and then they bring you out. Is that true?
Is that why witches, they threw them in like burlap sacks?
Never heard of that particular approach to baptism.
I don't remember where I heard it, but I mean, it feels like it's real.
I can see where that...
Make it real. There's got to be a water source nearby.
Absolutely.
There's a toilet right over there.
What a way to go.
Was that fart?
What a horrible way to go.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, so you did the Baptist. You went to the seminary also?
I got a Master of Divinity there, and then I went and worked at a church in Colorado, and I was not a fan.
Okay.
And then I decided I didn't want to do that anymore, so I kind of I decided I want to move back to the Bay Area, and I moved to Oakland and decided to start making music. And
that's amazing, man.
Basically kind of left a lot of that faith, you know, that kind of that system, that religion behind.
Okay.
You want to get into it? You want to tell us?
Sure. Yeah. What do you want to know?
Well, first I want to know how long it takes for a master's in divinity. Is that what I heard?
Yeah, it took
that's
me.
That's a hell of a title. That feels nice.
Well, mind you, I had two kids in the middle of it. Well, I didn't. My ex-wife.
It's a miracle.
So there were two children that came into my household during that time, and so it took me 3.5 years. I think it usually takes like 3. So
okay,
I slowed down a little bit.
Just a little half a year. Little, hey, two kids speed bump. Yeah. Did they come out at the same time?
No, not twins. Two years apart. That's what they call that.
Is that what it is?
They call it twins. Come out at the same time.
It's not same time baby syndrome.
The first thing they call it is ouch, and then the second thing they call it is
call
twins.
It a litter.
Yeah.
Puppies and cats.
2 years apart, two girls.
Yeah. Okay, two girls.
Yeah, two girls.
Meredith and Tasha.
Meredith and Tasha. No, that would be Mara and Lillian.
Nice.
Yeah, they're pretty awesome.
September 7th. Hey. And oh, so stupid.
Nope.
It's not a real thing.
No, just no.
Okay, cool. So yeah, we got the Master's Divinity. Took a couple years. You went over to the church in Nameless Town, Colorado. Yeah,
yep.
With a couple of chitlins in tow.
Yeah, decided it wasn't for me, and decided to move to Oakland and start doing music, and that's kind of when I started writing my first album.
Beautiful.
Was there a crisis of faith, or was there specific sign?
More like
a lack of a sign.
More like a slow fade.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, it's not that I don't have some beliefs now, but I think more or less I kind of come out of it and I realize I'm doing just about as good as I was doing before.
Right on.
If not better.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like, I'm all right.
Yeah.
So yeah, no real crisis, just time.
Is there? Do you recognize an empty spot, like a where for myself? One of the reasons I'm not particularly involved in religion is that for my failures, I have to be responsible, and I can't pray to somebody for my successes. I have to work for it. I have to get there. So all everything that I did, you know, succeeded it or failed in my life, is a result of my interaction, and I can't.
Yeah, I think. First off, no, I don't think I have an empty spot. Okay. No more than anybody else does.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I definitely have like
that. That's a good point. We all kind of have. Yeah, that's everybody a really
has.
Good point.
Everybody has something that we're working towards or whatever. But, no, I think like at the end of it, I feel pretty good about who I am. And yeah, I have to take responsibility. That's a big thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of on me, the things that I do and say.
Sure.
So there's been a lot of owning.
Good for you.
Owning. Yeah, who I am and my stuff, yeah.
Well, thanks for letting me ask those questions.
Yeah, that's beautiful, that's
man. This is real.
It's an interesting thing. Well, we've been silly as hell, so I feel like we had to get one thing real in there.
We can get into it. Oh, and speaking of getting into it.
We can handle it.
Phone lines are now
open.
415-550-0511.
Oh, yeah. Phone lines are open. 415-550.
You were baptized, him. Now, God damn it.
0511. It's okay to be baptized.
Thank you for getting our for the permission.
David, I'm gonna need you to put your head underwater and breathe in.
Deep.
And he does.
David, no.
Germany,
I just save that voice for everyone.
Why not?
I like that theater time. That's fun though.
Theater time is fun. Yeah. We'll keep it going.
Yeah, it's worth it for sure.
Should we acknowledge the other guests in the studio?
I would love that. Wouldn't maybe we can have another voice in this.
Is that allowed, D?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, she better get recognized.
You want to recognize?
You want to get on a microphone?
Yeah, on this microphone.
Sure. I only have literally like a little bit of time, but I just wanted to stop by.
That's
good.
Fine.
Perfect. It's not nearly
is,
good
is she able to slide that over without making that collapse?
No, but I am.
I can go on mission.
Excellent.
Oh shit.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were coming, so I didn't make you a song.
No. It's been a long time.
And if you had told me that you were going to make her a song, I'd be like, no, my song is always a song.
I can play his song again. Damn, but ladies and gentlemen, we have the wondrous and magnificent Jenna Lavoie in the studio. Round of applause.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good.
I haven't seen you in like 9 years.
Definitely 9 years.
That's a long
since last time I was here.
That's a long time.
We haven't known each other.
That's
for
awkward because
like
Jen's only 9 years old.
Isn't that crazy? Well, it's a leap year thing. She's 40.
I am very mature for my age. Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
All is well.
How's it going?
I'm chilling.
I haven't been to Mutiny in forever.
Just doing a radio show.
Just, you know, do a little thing called a radio show.
What's going on right now?
Behind the mind. I don't know this guy. Who's this guy?
This is my co-host, Tim.
Hi,
howdy.
Tim.
Nice to meet you.
Tim
nice
is a gem
too.
Of a human.
Air shake.
Yeah. Bam, bam. Long distance.
Yeah, there we go.
Wi-Fi.
This is actually the first time I've met you.
Clever.
Oh, really? Yeah. I'm sorry. What's your name? Blood and Guts?
Oh. Get me.
Just kidding. I love you.
I set that one up hard.
Yeah, you did.
That one is...
You asked for it.
I did ask for it.
So what brings you into the area? What are you doing? You stalking this man?
A little bit.
Do you need help, Doug? Do the signal that your dad would give.
Remember what I told you, Doug.
Remember what I told you.
Remember what your dad told you. Wise words.
Give us 2 taps if you're unsafe. 3 taps if you're safe.
All right. Yeah,
that's an inside
so?
Joke.
So?
I knew Mr. Tiemann was going to be here today, and I'm heading in to go nanny, so... I thought I would stop by and say hello.
Go Nanny is so nice. My favorite place to
eat.
GoNanny.com.
Go Nanny.
Post my website.
Yeah. You know, Go Nanny.
They host your website.
Yeah, they take good care
great.
Of it.
That was quick. You were
so quick.
Why not?
That's David.
That's
know,
great. So you're Nanny?
Right?
I do.
2 5-year-olds?
No.
Steven and
September 6th.
9 and 12.
9 and 12?
Yeah.
Sweet.
They're great.
Never forget. How long have you been
Samantha and Colleen?
Samantha
wait,
and Colleen.
Come on, nobody got that.
How long have you been
the 9-11 joke
nanny.
There? Come on. You gotta pay attention.
That's
he said, he said so 9 and it. No, because he said she said oh. 9 and 12 and he said never forget. you never can stop listening to
clearly.
It's hard because we don't
come
have headphones.
Come on down to the House of Blues and get yourself some fine ribs.
Some cricket rolls.
Cricket rolls and blue ribs.
Come on down to Durant, Oklahoma.
was north of Durant Durant.
That's Durant.
Durant.
Durant Durant.
Oklahoma was nice. It was scary. I almost saw a tornado. Did you ever see a tornado?
How do you almost see a tornado?
I almost saw it.
I looked right instead of left.
Look over there. It's a tornado. Don't get
it. Ostrich out.
Actually, the town that I lived in was kind of down in a hole, so the tornadoes always tended to go around it, so I missed them all the time. But there's still, my neighbor had a storm shelter, so I spent some time there.
That's Y2K cool.
That's crazy. Yeah. That freaks me out.
Yeah.
How no, I not because saw? Of tornado. I was just hanging out there.
I was waiting me over there most evenings.
You kept all this porn down there.
I got all these Tostitos pizza rolls.
You guys, tornadoes or earthquakes? Which are you more afraid of?
Okay. I'd like to field this first.
Okay. All right.
Being somebody who lived in Oklahoma... Exactly. So I had a solid argument for why I didn't want to move to California the first time. I was like, I can get underground from a tornado. I can't run from the earth shaking.
That's
right?
True.
And
right.
So then I moved here and realized that I think I felt like three tremors in the 8 years that I've lived here.
Are you ready for the big one, though?
I was born ready.
You're ready?
Probably I'm not ready. What I should have said.
What's that about?
Probably not the thing I should have said.
I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm ready. In a twisted, it's not twisted, but I've always thought that, you know, I'm ready for something crazy. I don't know if I'm...
Wouldn't it be awesome if it happened right
He's
now?
Like, you
I'm
know,
that's not ready for...
I always kind of felt like when I would shine is in a post-apocalyptic situation.
See, I'll die. I'll die during it. Thank you.
That's it right there, actually. I feel like that's my wheelhouse.
I got a jet boil and a smile on my face. Yeah, that's what I'm
great. I'm golden. I feel comfortable. I've got an emergency pack set up. Everybody should have an emergency pack set up.
Mm-hmm. What do you have in it?
Express shoes. I have
what?
Yeah, because
a pair of shoes?
It's more specific for women because you tend to wear uncomfortable shoes around on a regular basis.
Yeah.
You're in the middle of an emergency. You get at least if you have your emergency pack, you got something. Hey, I can hit the road and keep moving.
That is
got,
so true.
Yeah, there's like a little hatchet in there, some ropes, a couple first aid kits. Just, you know, the usual.
Hot pockets.
There's a pocket knife in there.
Did you say hot pocket?
There's like,
meatball mozzarella.
Like collapsible water bottles.
I feel like you're describing like the setup on a Showcase Showdown or something like that, and The Price is Right.
Yeah. So what's your wager?
$1.
Wage and bid. I tried to put. Thank you.
So nice Tim, to slide back to something JL's relevant. Question, tornado or earthquake?
I'm cool with earthquake.
Earthquake.
I am cool with earthquake.
Okay, was it you're more scared of?
Me?
What would you rather?
Tornadoes.
The question was?
Sorry, what are you
more
afraid
fear
of?
Towards?
Oh, what am I more
hitting.
Afraid of? Given if I was in a mysterious part of the world that both of those are equally as potential,
yeah, it is.
Then...
Just what's on the top of your head, man?
It's so circumstantial because in an earthquake situation, if you're living in a place like Oklahoma where it's wide out, spread wide open and flat, it's not as extreme of a danger as you're living in a city with gigantic tall skyscrapers.
Yeah, but the people in
sheets
Oklahoma,
of glass
like, right,
that can literally just fall off a building and just slice you in half.
Whoa.
Why did I ask this question?
Oh, yeah, we're not talking about cracks in the earth that are going
to
open
up. I'd like
to
change my answer.
It's suffocation.
Earthquakes,
and
definitely earthquakes.
It's going to be earthquakes, and here's why. Tornadoes.
And here's why.
And here's why, ladies and gentlemen. Tornadoes
you
are going
sucked
to
sucked up, you're dead. You're dead.
So tornadoes are going to do what they do, and like, there are times where, like, your house is fine, your neighbor's house is jacked up. He was a jerk anyway. Took my lawnmower.
Yeah, he was
bucks.
A jerk.
Get him out of here. He's an asshole, right? Yeah. And so an earthquake is going to be like, like, get everything. That's
how
earthquake
dramatic,
sound, right?
Man. Whoa, careful. You're scaring me right now.
I also felt like that's how I'm going to die.
Also called earth flatulence.
Earth flatulence, yeah. Yeah. And then it's going to affect, I feel like, especially if it's a big one, it's going to affect more people. And then yeah, I don't know. People are going to murder me. Mm.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah, what's the long-term results? Shoes. Like you said, like the earthquake can be a short-term thing, but the disaster of our last earthquake here in the city was the resulting of it. You know, like you said, it's for tornadoes, it's mostly on the surface. Earthquakes, it's all below, so we're cutting all of our water lines, electric, gas. It's putting gas out there that's fires and no water and terribleness. And
what if it happened at the same time?
Oh,
an earthquake and a tornado?
We are screwed.
Wait. Actually, on that note, because of fracking in Oklahoma now, there are both.
You're right, there are. And your
that's
water.
Like a real thing now.
You can open it. You can turn your faucet on and light it on fire if you wanted to in some spots.
Hey, you want some brown water?
I will not be going to Oklahoma.
You want some gasoline? A glass of gasoline? You want some ice in your gas?
Melted the cup.
When you're done with your drink, just throw it on the fire.
Just add it to the kerosene lantern in the corner.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
Hey. Good question, though.
So
great
good.
Question.
Great question. Great question.
I like these hypotheticals.
What I saw in Oklahoma was the sky turned green. Did you ever see that?
Yeah.
In the evening, it turns like green. How?
What?
The devil. I don't know. But it turned green, and the clouds were doing that little, like, hey, we're going to touch the ground soon thing. So that's how I almost saw a tornado. And it was so scary. I was in sixth grade. Scary!
Scared.
415-550-0511. Have you been in a tornado, B earthquake, C awkward social interaction such as this?
I've been through a hurricane, a very serious hurricane.
That's a tornado sideways.
No.
Okay.
That would be terrifying though. A gigantic like barrel roll, just like
just a tornado tearing ass, like this.
Just like a roll of carpet just going down.
Please call in if you'd like to donate to David's college education.
The phone goes off the hook. I've seen a tornado, and I've been in a few little small earthquakes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, I've been in a hurricane.
Have
you? Yeah. Hurricane Bob.
That's the one!
Are you serious? Yeah. Rhode Island.
I'm from Cape Cod. That's
I could hear your accent.
Yeah.
What?
Really? Surprise. Nobody ever heard.
I was going to ask you.
What part of Rhode Island?
Cranston,
right on. Yeah, so just go through Rhode Island all the time.
Nice.
Yeah.
You said Cape Cod, right? Used to go there a lot.
Yeah, what
as
part?
A kid.
Guys,
P-town?
It's not that big of a part of the country. You guys can figure it out pretty quick.
sorry.
You know, we're having a moment here.
You remember Jimmy? I can't remember. There's so many cities there.
Shut up. You know what? We're done with Oklahoma.
Yeah,
okay, we're moving on.
We're never done with Oklahoma.
Actually, this is his show today. I am not going to take the credit. I'm not going to bring it back to myself.
No, I'm so sorry.
The first time.
I was just joking.
No, it's fine. You got it, man. What's your website?
How do people find
you? Got any shows coming up?
Oh, wow. Sorry, that got awkward. I was just kidding.
He's done.
Bloodanddustmusic.com. Is that right?
That's bloodanddustmusic.com. That's great.
You can catch Doug Teeman tomorrow at...
We're going to play at the Ivy Room in Albany with Lisa Marie Johnston and Westerly, 9 p.m.
Doors at 9, show starts at 9:30.
That's correct. Thank you. Yeah.
So let's talk about
tornadoes. Have you guys ever been in or near those?
Have you ever been to Rhode Island?
I got a tornado on my latest album, actually.
Do you? The whole album is a tornado.
No, he's just good on the bass.
Oh, is that what it is?
Like, can you just stop making that whistly noise?
What time do you nanny?
I have to leave in a few minutes.
Call him up. Call in later.
I was going to walk over, but I think I'm going to lift there, so I give myself a little more time.
There you go. Woo. Do you ever feel scared on lifts?
No, but we did just have a weird lift ride.
Did you?
Where, like, yeah, so this is really not important.
No, it's great, because I'm segueing into something that I want to talk about.
Tell me.
No, it's just, so Lyft line, they're supposed to pick up, it's supposed to basically pick up two, but sometimes it picks up three people, or and sometimes people have two people with them, but they picked me up. Don't give me that. Don't get stop it. So they picked me up, and they already had two people in the car, and so then they drop them off, and they're supposed to drop me off next. And he's like, we're going to pick up somebody else, and I was like, what?
Well, maybe they thought that you only count as half a person, because,
comment. We treat people with respect on
the
show.
That's not what I meant.
I don't know if I like your tone.
Whoa, Mr. Rhode Island.
Demon.
Okay.
So we picked up the girl, and the girl that we picked up, we were on the opposite side of the street. Yeah, I just ignored you.
Oh. Yeah, it's cold shoulder. Dare technique number one.
This is the Channel of Boy show.
Anyway, the guy in the car wouldn't do a U-turn, and she was like, I refuse to cross the street. I refuse to cross the street. So we sat there.
Oh my God.
And then she got in the car, and she was very upset, and he was going this roundabout way to bring me here, and we were just trying to figure it. It was a little hostile. So
just came from that?
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm sorry.
So, but I'm glad I came. Sorry. I'm really glad I came to this. Because
do you ever get out and just leave the door open?
Forget it.
Excuse me.
Oh, I totally should have done that.
I refuse to close this door.
Now, have you heard of the Chariot app that's coming up?
I just saw something about it for women, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's our sponsor today.
Hell yeah.
Oh wow.
Our sponsor today is Chariots for Women. Essentially,
it's
for women and only women drivers. So it's a big screening process. It's so that people stay safe, because it's got to be weird when you get like a creepy. Have you ever had a creepy Uber driver, Lyft driver?
I've had like. I'm not gonna say super
the answer is
creepy.
Yes. So yeah. you can
that was a fair assessment.
Yeah,
the answer is
yes.
All right.
It's just a bunch of it's
why
women
is the
driving,
world like that?
And then they do the rigorous screening process, and then also they have a secret word. So when they pick you up, the word is like aardvark, or I'm not gonna
can't
touch
give it
you.
Away.
Oh.
You're supposed to tell the safe word.
Next week's news, Chariots of Fire goes out of business.
One man. But I think it's a good thing.
David
so.
Puts his hair down. It's like, aardvark.
Anyway.
Sorry.
Yeah, it sounds cool. I saw it recently. And I was like,
pick it up.
What?
Get it picked up.
Pick it up.
Why not?
Pick it up. Up, up.
Has anyone played music yet?
No, you want him to.
Oh,
I do, but I don't want to rush anything. I would love to hear something before.
Do you want
I go.
Him to play a song because you sing on that song?
No, no.
Can
no,
we
don't.
Do something?
No,
like
I
that?
Don't.
Yeah, can we all like sing
this
on the song
about
that you're gonna sing? Why not?
No, that would be awesome. Actually.
I think that would be good. And I think just to why don't we shake it up? You know, we're shaking
yes.
it up today. So I think what we'll do is we will let you play a song, and then. It'll be like a little taste.
Can we do a cover? Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right.
As long as it's your own song. And we'll just do like a little taste. And then we'll take a little
can
break.
You kick that chipmunk out of the studio. Please. Please.
Oh, man. I'm going to have my lift on standby because I'm going to be late.
Yes.
It's going to be good. It'll be all right.
All right.
I should. So, Chariot, it's running now. It's a thing.
Is it out? Is it up? It's
going? Is it out? I'm asking you.
Our sponsor today is Time to Nanny. I don't know when it comes out. Whatever. I think it's in
okay.
May.
Okay.
So,
we
was going to call a Chariot.
Hold on. Is anybody else getting messages that we just going off the air?
Damn it.
Oh, no.
Call in 415-550-0511 if you can hear me right now, please.
I'm getting a response.
I got two people saying we just went off the yeehaw.
Well, whatever. The
Sorry.
Recording
can,
is still going,
still
and
sing.
That's fine. So we'll still do the song singing. Forget it. Whatever. Okay, so what we'll do is...
We're going to wing this.
Yeah, we're going to wing it.
Yeah, we've never played this together.
Sing and wing.
We've never played this together.
Nice. Okay, well, I'm going to move this.
Closer to look at him.
Do it.
It'll still pick you up. You'll be fine.
All right.
So on that part, you do you.
Oh.
You do you, boo-boo.
Do you, bo-bo. Do you.
You hear the way she talks to
All right,
me?
I'll just follow
I do.
You
I'm not
right.
sure I like it.
You look like you're taking
I
well,
can
though.
See what's happening.
All right. I got you.
I just got a text saying that they lost the connection.
God damn it.
It's cool. This is all for us now. That makes it way better.
Used to spend my nights out in a bar room. Liquor was the only love I know. But then you rescued me from reaching for the bottom. You brought me back. Yeah, I'm too far gone.
Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm as a glass of brandy. Honey, I stay stoned on your love all the time. I've looked for love in all the same old places. I found the bottom of the bottle's always dry. When you poured out your heart, I didn't waste it. 'Cause there's nothing like your love to get me high. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm. Stay stoned on your love all the time. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry. You're as warm as glass brandy. Honey, I stay stoned on your love all the time. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. Tennessee whiskey.
Jesus Christ. So good.
Yes. I'm sorry, listening audience.
Now I know I've seen you perform somewhere because your voice is very unique and special.
She played here for the anniversary show. I don't know if you were here for that.
It could have been that. I'm not a musician, so I kind of wander around and
I just feel like after that, after all that, I need to apologize for saying half a person because I was talking about your small stature and not
the character has the strength of a character.
I don't take.
Oh man, I hope that that part
it was
got
tearing
lost
him
on
up.
Radio.
It was tearing him up.
I was dying inside.
Yeah.
We sing that song.
Were you weeping?
I was like, I need to apologize.
Your voice is.
Yeah,
I know,
for real.
Man.
See, I wish.
I know, because everybody's like, cut out. I'm like,
at the worst time. Yeah.
You missed it.
So people listening on iTunes, people listening from the website, you got to hear that, and that was great. What we're going to do is we're going to take a break. I have a way that I could test the connection, and hopefully I can fix it. We'll keep our fingers crossed. You got to go, Nanny.
I got to go.
Go, Nanny.
I got to go.
You go to the bathroom.
Go, Nanny. Go. Go, Nanny. 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 Go, Nanny. Go, Nanny. Go, Nanny.
Go, Tim, kick that music stuff. We'll be back soon, guys.
Here's my man.
That's what I'm talking about. Man, that was so good, you guys. Always seem to let you down. And I get this correct.
something great that would impact people in a great way. Like, I don't know what that is yet, but I think that's why I write songs. I mean, my goal to write a song is to bring somebody to a place where they said, "Oh, yeah, I've been there." Hmm. Like that's what I want to do. But I don't know, man. It's an unrealistic situation, so.
Well, there's a genie in front of you.
My entire life is an unrealistic situation.
I try not to be nihilistic. There goes all that rapport we built.
Yeah, it was nice for a minute till it streamed.
You guys ever
broke.
Seen any rocks?
Yeah, I've seen rocks.
Yeah, cool. All right.
Rocks are cool.
Anyway.
Yeah. I like those rocks.
I like to smell them.
They're rocking.
So you got another song chip on at the bum?
Yeah, bum, sure. Bum. Can I play a new one?
Yes, please. Bum, bum, bum. Is this new one as in it's not on the album?
As in it's not on the album.
The Crooked Road, the Crooked now available Road. On
iTunes.
And?
And Spotify's coming.
And,
beautiful.
And you can get it on my Bandcamp.
Nice. Too. And live. Tomorrow?
Live tomorrow night at the Ivy Room.
Yeah, if this could drop right away, listen in this evening.
Yeah, tomorrow night at the Ivy Room with Lisa Marie Johnston and Westerly. 9 p.m. doors.
Wait. Am I clear that we're back on the radio?
For real?
Can I get some verification on this
one? Oh, 415-550-0511. Oh, that'd be so nice.
Tell me it's true.
I wish. If you are joining us, once again, thank you so much for tuning in. This is Behind the Mind. We are on our music portion. You missed one excellent song. Now we're going to get a new song from Blood and Dust. Yeah. Love ya.
Yeah, so this song was a little bit of a romantic song.
Okay, girl. All
right. Here you go. Outside the bar, out in the street, kissing by the dogwood tree, standing close under the moon, makes me wanna be with you. Kitchen dancing is what I love the most. The way you sway and move makes me wanna be with you. Myself asking why, I just look at your smile and wanna be with you. Just loving you in the moments as they pass, getting lost inside your eyes makes me wanna be with you.
like
that
dancing?
That was awesome.
Do you like,
man,
kitchen dancing?
Kitchen, yeah, dancing. Kitchen dancing.
That was really great, man. I like the, how simple the guitar part was to that one. That
Thank
was
you.
Awesome. Yeah, you know, it's just kind of a, it's more than what you usually have in the background of like, you know, the chords, whatever is going on. Yeah. It just sounded like just a little bit something extra hiding in the background of the music.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
Thank you so much.
I'm finding a hard way to articulate what I feel.
It's all right.
Mm. I just hug you. Just, that'll convey my emotions, I think.
Aww.
Oh, brother.
So are we back? We're back?
We're back.
We're back.
We are alive
on
the radio. Thank you very much for everybody who had the patience to stick out the break. We really just wanted to hit the bar down the street. I'll be dead honest with all of you. No,
just,
I'm just kidding.
I just like to reference that that I'm getting a complaint that the Periscope was cut mid-song. Is that...
Oh!
Possibly
Wow,
by,
real professional.
It was our first time.
Possibly by the person who that song was written for.
Oh, no!
So, there's just let you know that.
Oh my god, he's
that's
so...
Right
not
now,
only
so.
Did he turn off the Periscope to keep it so to himself, but he was... distracted by the Periscope action. I don't even think he listened to your song.
Oh, hey, man. I was trying to get
David.
It right, and I didn't get it right.
Oh. David, it's time to be here now.
Yeah, dude.
I tried to
put
be.
Put your
cell
phone
why,
away.
That's why,
for
turned, that's why I turned it off. Try to do it. It was awkward. Sideways is bad news.
It's all bad. It was real bad.
We're busting chops here,
fine.
Man.
The stream is back.
You sound like an old man taking a leak.
The stream is
honey,
back.
Honey, the stream is back. My prostate shrunk just small enough that I can take a leak.
Maybe we just needed a moment
to
breathe.
That stuff's real.
That is real.
That's,
I probably shouldn't have said anything
real.
That's mean.
Anyway.
Music.
Anyway. Okay, hold on. Everybody take a deep breath in. Ready?
Yeah, we are. Babe.
Breathe out. Oh, sorry.
Dear sweet topic of Blood and Dust's last song,
yeah.
I'm sorry that the visual qualities disappeared. I wasn't thinking. It was mostly a panic.
She'll be alright.
It's mostly panic.
We're good.
I think she'll be okay.
I think we're pretty good.
She's seen you.
She's seen it. I played that one. It's alright.
Okay.
Anyway, let's blow another one out, shall we?
How many more do you want to hear? That determines on what song I'll play next.
I want to hear.
What do you want to hear?
I want to hear two more.
Two more. Mm. Can I play another new one?
Please.
Okay, cool. Well, this song. This song's called Walls. I played a show the other night with a guy that used to play guitar for the Lumineers.
Okay.
His name is Maxwell Hughes. Fantastic guitar player, so great. And he complimented this song, and it was like the biggest, like, I don't know, have you ever had a great musician compliment a song of yours and you just feel like at the end of it you're like, oh, that really made my year.
Yeah.
You
know? Oh, stop.
Kinda,
not that good. Thank you.
Kinda made my, I'm not saying the song is good. I'm just saying that he was so great to compliment it and it made me, yeah, it's like that, those, it's like a little benchmark that you just say, like, hey.
You like me.
Well, we like your song, even
Thank
though
you.
We're not important enough for to make a difference.
I mean, you're not,
life.
But that's all right. I mean, it's still, no, you guys are awesome.
I like
you,
man.
Guys are amazing.
You can handle
so
my
strange.
Sense of humor.
I can totally handle it, and I can smash it to bits if I need.
Bam! That's
Ooh.
What I like, man.
No. This song is called Walls. I wrote it a couple years ago. It's going to be on my next album, which I'm tentative title for that album is The Breakup. So
okay.
There you go. I'll let you know the mood of the song. But then you
Does
know
your
that
current
last,
girlfriend
that,
know
that last song. that last song is definitely going to be on the album. But this song is called Walls.
Thank you.
It ain't hard to tell the truth. But it's hard to let down your walls, 'cause someone could take everything, and I need you to know. We take it fast, we take it slow. Yeah, I'm laying them down, I'm laying them down on my walls. I'm burning too.
Excellent, man. Excellent music. That's
really good. Thank you, everybody.
Really,
thank
yeah, you. That was a beautiful sound. Man.
I love you.
Thanks for being here.
Oh my God, there's a riot starting out here. Small mosh pit for that song. Yeah,
you got yourself really a gift good. There, my friend.
Yeah, that was a special song, man.
Thank you, guys.
Were you always singing as a little toddler?
You know, yeah. I think I long before I picked up some drumsticks, I was always a singer, and I've been singing pretty much my whole life. My dad, I have this weird influence from my parents as far as like what music we've covered, and one of them
my dad's side, he loved like early rock and roll and Motown and early soul music, and then probably a little, he's a little too much of an Elvis fan for my taste, but not there's anything wrong with that. I just I tend to be a little bit more of a Jerry Lee Lewis fan if we're gonna go on that same time period. And then I moved into, you know, like stuff from the 60s, and then my mom was really heavy into like singer-songwriters from she introduced me to like obviously Simon and Garfunkel, but then John Prine, who is amazing, and then she liked like Joan Baez and Joni Mitchell and all that kind of stuff. So, and then I kind of got into Dylan, and both my parents are like, well, I don't like Dylan, he can't sing. I'm just like, well, he can write a song.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, he's not there.
So, yeah, there. Yeah, he couldn't sing when he started. He still can't sing, but he's this amazing songwriter.
Yeah.
And so I think I took a little bit of solace in knowing that I didn't have to be the greatest singer in the world.
That's cool.
Just could write a good song.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I have this weird, you know, influence from both my parents, and I'm really, really thankful for it. And then, of course, I, like, was into, like... in my drumming years, I was heavy into jazz and heavy into funk, so nice. I love stuff with a groove behind it, and it's, you know, I'm pretty rhythmic in the way I play.
So you can definitely beatbox into that.
Definitely
harmonica.
Cannot.
Perfect. Let's
that.
Hear it.
Ready?
Oh, all right.
I don't know.
Okay.
That was it.
That was it.
That's all I got.
Did it. Okay, stop.
And done.
Delicious, man.
Yeah, thank you.
So this last album, available on iTunes, Bandcamp, SoundCloud. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, beautiful album art, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah.
The Crow deal, it's really well done.
Yeah, it was done by this local San Francisco artist named Joshua Coffey.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Don't you have a connection with him, David?
Yes, he's actually going to be doing live painting at my show on April 28th.
Hit us with the details. Let's do like a... Somebody.
April 28th. On some way, like a...
Yes, exactly like that. No, you're
like
doing
Cat
perfect.
Williams?
Yes, do it like
April 28th.
And word.
Doc's Lab.
And word.
Whoa.
I'm just saying, that's
I'm the
Cat
good
Williams.
Kind of cat.
It's not very good, but it's okay. It's getting there a little bit. Yeah. April 28th, Doc's Lab. How
great,
dare we
great venue. Away? Special little place right there, man.
One of the best places. Reopened.
Yeah.
Music, comedy. All the goods, delicious foods.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong there. April 28th, live coffee, looping show. I'm opening for Amy Obensky. Y'all know the details.
That's her, it's a
her album release.
Album release, right, yeah. Coloring books.
Are you going to be there?
I'm going to be there.
Heck yeah, we got a team that's going to be there, man. Yeah. It's great.
Cat Williams.
On the 28th, Doc's Labs. Come ahead of time, stop off Doc's Ricketts, get yourself some dinner.
Sexual.
Great little joint.
Sexual chocolate.
One more time, the deets of your show, my friend.
Ivy Room, B&D. Tomorrow night in Albany. That'd be doors at 9, show's at 9:30. We go on first, and we're playing with Lisa Marie Johnston and Westerly.
Sweet, sweet, sweet
so
deal.
Great. So if you in the East Bay, you come by.
Cool.
So great. David. Now, ooh. To get back to my question.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The album.
Yes.
Where was it recorded?
I recorded it at, oh my God. What happens when you blank where you recorded your album?
Somebody eats Matt.
Somebody's
he's leaning over.
Oh my God.
Say it.
Fault Line. I recorded it at Fault Line in Soma. And Robert Raymond was my engineer and producer, and he's fantastic.
Awesome.
He's actually... and a couple of music projects. I'm not sure. I haven't been current on his stuff lately, but he's fantastic. Robert Raymond, you should check him out.
Awesome.
He's
fantastic. As far as like this new Jamboree that we're going to be building, The Breakup.
Yes.
The tentative breakup. Title.
Tentative
Sorry.
Title.
Sorry, Periscope. Right. Sorry, Periscope. Are you going to go that route again? Or are you going to try
no,
it with a different place?
No, actually, I believe I'm going to be recording with a guy named Guywin Matthews over in the East Bay. He's a fantastic producer. We worked on a couple of my tunes, and so I sent him a couple of tunes, and we worked on a couple of them, arranging them, and then that one that I just played earlier, the love song, Wanna Be With You, that one is going to be, that's brand new, and that's pretty much set. I think we're going to do, we might tweak it a little bit, but it's pretty much ready to go into the studio. So
gorgeous.
Yeah. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
All those new songs sound like amazing.
Thank you.
So it's not like, it didn't sound fresh out of the box, like you're watching it.
Yeah.
Squeak. I'm trying to find the right chord again. Yeah.
Just give it a minute. You'll see that. That'll happen.
That's my experience with live music.
Yeah,
you heard that squeak.
Totally. That does happen.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Sure. Wow, David, are we keeping you up? Is this not just a good show for you? Yeah, sorry. Called him out.
Cat Williams impressions make me sleepy.
All right, Bobo, listen here.
Can you do Kevin Hart now? They Kevin are Hart. Different people.
Kevin Hart? He's got like more of that little.
Your
like,
voice is too
First thing you're going to do is you're going to find your way through.
Your voice is too low.
Say it with your chest.
Too low?
Too low.
Say it with your chest.
First thing. Okay, we're going to workshop it. We'll workshop it. Ridiculous.
Who's your best impression that you do?
Oh, myself. Oh.
You do pretty good, Sweet Gale.
Sweet Gale.
Yeah, you're doing good, Sweet Gale.
Yes, it's Sweet Gale.
Yes, I
miss her.
Love Sweet Gale.
Nice. She hasn't called in a while. I haven't heard her call anybody. Anyway, I don't know if I have like a go-to. I can make a crow noise.
Accents. Oh, crow noise. You're fantastic at the crow noise.
Can you do any?
I do a pretty good Kermit the Frog.
Let's do it.
Get it. Kermit the Frog here at Mutiny Radio. Singing songs with blood and dust. Yeah.
That is really good. You have the right cadence too.
Mutiny Radio. Kermit the Frog here. We got blood and dust in the studio.
Yeah.
Tim, you got one?
You just repeated what he said, though.
Yeah, I did.
So you did an impression of him doing an impression.
Exactly. You nailed it.
Damn. I love it.
That was deep. Deep. That's what they call behind the mind.
I thought that was your Donald Trump impression.
That was neat.
We got the best. We got the best words here. We got the best words.
Oh my gosh. I can tell you about why these are the best words, but they are the best words.
It's true.
Behind the mind. The mind. My mind is huge.
Aren't you guys glad the stream's back on?
It's so great.
I love that. They're like, shit, did it cut out again?
God, no, that was garbage.
Nope, we just
load of garbage. Hey, you know what? We're allowed to. We are human beings on this planet, and we speak our minds and our hearts. Last song for the friends. You want to play one more?
Yeah, I got one more.
Let's do one more.
Yeah, let's do it. You wanna play it? Yeah.
You want me to play it?
Yeah. If you know it, you can play
it.
All right, boys and girls, if you know this one, sing along. This one's semi-autobiographical. Having moved from Oklahoma and then back from Colorado. Every time I move to the Bay Area, I always drive I-40 across. I've seen that road more times than I care to remember it. But I wrote this song kind of inspired by that trip and the, you know, change of life events. So the song's called Charlie Dixon.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Charlie. Play that song.
Started going wild with every woman in town. You know he's a humping man. He's a humping man. Ooh, he's a humping man, yeah. He's a humping man. If he can chew you up before you go, but he ain't going home till he gets his fill. Ran a song, flew up the 101 through that golden state. Now old town didn't know what hit. till Charlie rolled their way. You know he's a humping man. He's a humping man. Ooh, shit, he's a humping man. Yeah, he's a humping man. He'll chew you up and swallow you whole, but he ain't going home till he gets his nail. That cried right down and he started to sing. He said, I'm a hungry man. I'm a hungry man. No, I'm a hungry man. Yeah, I'm a hungry man. And I'm gonna chew you up and swallow you whole, but I ain't going home till I get my bell.
Man,
hope you don't mind. We were playing our tiny instruments.
Yeah, I loved it.
We have some tiny instruments that are very small and invisible. I had a stand-up bass today. Did you see that?
Yeah, it was really nice. Yeah, it was really good.
I actually have an upright bass player.
Mine was a broom pole with a bass
string
and one string.
Okay.
Wow. That's why I had the whole hand.
It was fantastic.
I'm just going for it.
Yeah, you had a
good. It's little though. It was like a teacup instead of a.
It's a little
Deal. You're killing it on the tiny harmonica though.
Did you like it? Yeah, it's a little tiny one.
Yeah, that's
good. If we had the
if
periscope.
Only this were still in periscope.
That's the periscope idea came from our antics in here. Going,
The problem is the angle's weird, so I can't get everybody. I mean, it's fine. It's fine. We're working on it. It's fine.
It'll be resolved.
Like if me, David Colon's not gonna be in the shot, we're not gonna have the shot.
Okay, listen, don't fuck yourself. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Tim.
I know. Yeah,
I want Tim in the shot
too. Ruin it.
Let's be honest. Tim's the best looking person in this.
It's true. He needs to be. He needs to.
Not the smartest, but the best looking.
Not the sharpest crayon, but damn, it's a good looking color. Yeah, it happens.
I like that. Did you make that up?
I did.
No way. Not the sharpest crayon, but damn, it's a good color.
Makes sense, right?
That's a great.
Yeah.
That's great. We should use that.
That is like the.
Well, we know who is it.
That's like a blonde.
Sharpest crayon in this. Play some David Clown.
This guy right here?
This guy right here.
This guy. Hey, guy.
Ladies and gentlemen. We did it. It was another successful broadcast. There were trials and tribulations.
Thank you, guys.
And it went in its way. We got about 5 minutes. You got any parting words you want to drop real quick?
I think I would like it if our friends and families visited our website. Dave, what's the details?
BehindTheMind.com, cool. MYND. You can find us on iTunes.
Please, give it a listen. Tell your friends. Subscribe would be fantastic. If you rate us, cool. We're not hoping to get in any lists or anything like that, but it's just a lot of fun. This is a fun project for us. We really enjoy what we're doing, and the more people listen, the more influence we have, and the better we can get.
Yeah,
and we get great people in here.
Great
some
people,
fantastic
Thank you
musicians.
Guys so much for having me.
This has added so much to my life. It's given me purpose and direction. It's given me something that I can be proud of and talk to. So thank you for the people who do listen. Thanks for all the musicians who come in.
Absolutely.
Thank you, David, more than anything in the entire world for giving me this opportunity. Give me a shot. It's been a lot of fun, and I'm so grateful for it. And hopefully, and I not hopefully, I know we're gonna do great things in the future. So
that's right.
Yeah. Keep an ear to the don't dial.
Don't jump, Jimmy.
Don't jump, Jimmy. Jimmy, stay off the bridge.
Get off the rail.
It's a storm of brewing out
So
there.
This is fun. We're gonna start doing a little bit more of the bits, a little fun, little like act that. Out fun things. In any case, my brother. Much luck on your show tomorrow.
You guys are amazing. Thanks so much.
You're amazing. You were a You're ton amazing. Of fun, man.
You guys are fantastic.
Hey, congratulations to the Golden State Warriors.
Oh, yeah. Good job, 70, guys.
Oh, yeah.
And to the guy that was seated right next to the table that I was eating with my lovely partner that kept using a non-elective characteristic of scratching his head and pouring his dandruff over our table for the whole time. May you trip in front of a muni bus.
I would have said something. Ooh. I would have had to say something.
We almost did, but we didn't want to embarrass him. We had a debate about it. We're like, oh.
My ladies called me out because I scratch my chin sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's on your t-shirt? I'm like, oh, a lack of face cream. That's what.
What's on your t-shirt? Oh, anyway, we'll end it on that then.
Oh, wow, I could have ended on such a positive.
Boys and girls, make sure that you condition your beard.
Yeah, it's true.
You don't have facial hair, use face cream. If you have facial hair, beard oil, folks.
Okay.
Beard oil.
All right, there it is. Any last words for the kids, Doug?
Get a job.
Be safe. Be safe.
Kermit D. Frog says this broadcast thing is brought to you by the letter E and the number 3.
Oh, I love you guys. John Elliott's here next week. Be well. Have fun. Hug a baby. Legally.
Food relieves insomnia, anxiety, stress, chronic brain, depression, nausea, and can induce euphoria and stimulate appetite.
I'm gonna guess waffles.
That is incorrect. Actually, Alex, the food I'm talking about are cannabis-based medicinal extracts.
Oh, cannabis-based medicinal extracts? That sounds like you're smoking drugs, Ed.
No, baby. There are smokeless, safe, and less expensive alternatives to smoking.
But can I use it to sleep?
Yes, baby.
Good, because I'm so excited by this that I may never sleep again.
And it sounds like you, Alex, may want to check out the number 4altacalifornia.com. That's 4altacalifornia.com for a non-addictive, pharmaceutical-free alternative to smoking.